Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How to Make Every Place You're In the Right Place at the Right Time. It's an interview with legendary talk show host Montel Williams. Montel Williams says that when he was in elementary school, he had a teacher who told him he was never going to amount to anything just because he was black. But rather than fulfill her prophecy, Montel decided to fight against it. And he says you need to do that too, because one of your most important lessons you'll learn in life is that you alone own the definition of you. Montel also says that the old saying, he's successful because he was in the right place at the right time, is just a load of you know what. That leaves too much to chance and luck. You can make every place the right place, right time, if you know how to do it. And in this interview, you'll hear how. You'll also learn the life-changing lesson Montel learned 10 years ago when he was laying on a gurney, struggling to breathe. You'll learn the details about how Montel was fired over the phone after being on air for 17 years, and the surprising opportunity that came from it. You'll learn how most any man can maintain good health and how Montel does it, even with MS. You'll learn and often overlook possibilities that can come from the difficulties in life and how to look at things in perspective. You'll learn a very simple tactic to gain control over your feelings, even in the most stressful situations. According to Montel, you don't have to live up to anyone else's expectation in life. You are the one in charge of how high you set your bar, and you alone are the one who will bring yourself up to reach it. And in this interview, you'll hear how Montel set and achieved high goals for himself and how you can do the same. I hope you enjoy this interview. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Montel, from my heart, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me, Raven. And it's a really powerful message that you have for your listeners. And it's not just about empowerment over a certain age. It's about empowerment. It's about taking charge of your life. And that message, especially right now, could be more poignant for people of every age to start to determine that you don't have to live down to anyone else's expectations. You can set the bar as high as you want for yourself and attempt it. Not just attempt, strive to live up to that bar, and I'll guarantee you that you start way further than anybody expected you to be. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts that whether you believe it or not, much is given, much is expected, and much you do what is expected of you, what comes back to you may not necessarily be tenfold what you want, but it will be tenfold. I did 17 years on a Montel One show, and I was in people's living rooms every day for 17 years, and really one of the only shows in the history of television to maintain almost the identical core. We ended up with about 3 million people watching. We started out with about 3 million people watching. We went up as high as about 7 or 8 million people watching every day, and it stayed that way for many years, and then it stayed to 3, and that 3 million people out there, I think, like some of your listeners, feel a void, and believe me, right now I'm trying to fill that void through Montel Across America, which is my radio show, which you can kind of tune into and catch me streaming live on. This is an opportunity that I've wanted for a long time. And, you know, it's part of the public discord. I think anybody who knows me and remembers anything that I've said along the way is that, number one, if we're going to sit back and complain about the ills of our society and not step up to the plate to do something about it, then you may as well keep your mouth shut. And for me right now, this is an opportunity for me to not just complain about the ills of our society, but to try to motivate others to understand that we can make an individual difference, and the individual does make a difference. It's really kind of incredible just keeping in mind what it is you're trying to promote, and that is, you know, making your listeners understand that, again, we live in a time that right now may be described as one of the most, you know, stressful economic and depressions or recessions that we've faced in close to 100 years, but what we haven't been paying attention to is that this economic downturn, this downturn financially and fiscally for a lot of us, is causing an emotional and psychological downturn that we may not bounce back from as quickly as the stock market does. And people have to stop and pay attention to your emotional health and your psychological well-being, because without that, you know, like the pillars of a building, the four corners of a building, that's one of those corners that has to be shored up or none of the rest works. It's very funny. I've got an opportunity. A lot of people have called this network Air America Progressive Radio, and for some reason that's taken on some bad name or a bad moniker in society. I've become a part of Air America's network because they really firmly believe in independence, and they believe in unfiltering. And, you know, this gives me an opportunity to speak to you completely unfiltered. And I've never been one to filter my feelings or filter my opinion.
Yeah.
And for now, you're not going to get it. And I'm also hoping that, like I tried to do throughout the entire time that I had the Month of Women show running on air, and that is try to give you the information that can help you best make decisions for yourself and then catalyze you into action. You know, I mean, I think, unfortunately, so many of us are sitting back and waiting for things to happen to us rather than understanding that we can be proactive and make things happen ourselves. You know, it's like that old stupid saying, you know, a person who's in the right place at the right time. No, that's a bunch of garbage. You should be making every place you're in the right time, every time, and good things will happen. One of the things that's so crazy is that, you know, I think we kind of go through life and forget how fleeting it is. Let me give you a little story. It was about almost 10 years ago. As a matter of fact, it's crazy that I just thought about that because it was pretty much 10 years ago this month that I was laying on a gurney in Manhattan at Beth Israel North and watched my heartbeat go from 61 to 42, 33, 27, to 15, 16 before I blacked out and thought that I heard the little noise, you know, the boop. And when they called the code blue and all the doctors come running in, they punch me in the chest and they start performing CPR to bring me back. And then I went through an 18-hour surgery the next day. I started to recognize and truly understand the value of every breath I take. And for us to actually not even ponder how important those seconds are, I know that seems a little bit lofty, but I almost completely checked out. Had I been gone, had I died and not carried on any of the work that I've done, this meant 3 million people might not have gotten medication that got medication through that program that I did for 2 years called the PPA program. Had I passed away, you know, another 20 kids might not have gone to college. Had I passed away, we may not have had more people interested in voting. Who knows? For whatever those reasons. And there's a reason for me to be here. And so every single day that I wake up in the morning, I find it an abomination that others don't think this way. I don't get up in the morning ever with any trepidation or any anxiety about what the next day has to offer me because I'm having an opportunity just to participate in that day. And that right there should bring me joy enough to expect of myself the best that I can do that day. And to be any less is really just, you know, you're not living. You're really just marking time waiting to die. You're cheating yourself. But then here's what's so crazy. Why do you have to wait for the wake up? Someone else is giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. You, Raven, you're giving it out. When you talk about the experiences that take place in your life, people should stop and learn from that rather than sit back and wait for life to give you something to give. That's the attitude of waiting to be in the right place at the right time. No, make the place you're in the right place every time. And you should do that in every aspect of your life. I mean, most of us right now, there are people out there who listen to radio show and they just lost their job and they're saying, oh, Martha, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, how can you be positive when you know I went to work yesterday and for no reason whatsoever the boss just fired me? Well, you know what happened? That just gave you an opportunity to go out and look and see what other skills you have that are marketable. You know, about a year and a half ago, I had a person call me on the phone who really didn't have control but had control and literally fired me on the phone. Just over a phone call after I worked for this company for 17 years. I get a fire over the phone. Now, it's really kind of crazy. I wrote about this in my last book. And, you know, I'm not trying to in any way, shape, or form imply my firing precipitated what happened. But the person who did this over the phone after a 17-year relationship, a month later, drops dead of a massive heart attack. He was one of the top people in this entire industry. Now, I could have rolled over and cried and went, oh, woe is me, oh, woe is me. But instead, I was unemployed for a year and a half. And in that process, started looking at the skills that I have. And it's crazy, like a blessing. This opportunity for this radio show fell from the sky. And I could have sat around and gone, oh, no, I want to do radio. I want a television talk show host. No. You know, there's an opportunity here in radio that I never knew existed. And once I found that existed, I had to jump as quickly as I could to see if I could beat people down and beat the doors down to open one up to get this radio show. And I got it. You know, so the thing is, rather than sit back and wallow in the misery of an incident, I decided to use that as a springboard. Did the most discerning thinking that I could, figured out the tools that I had that were worth marketing, and have gone out and marketed them. And just in this thought process, just remember, even for your listeners, you know, those out there right now who may be in a situation where they feel a little down, no one has knocked you out. Look, Thomas Edison tried 1,000 times before he figured out how to light a light bulb. Walt Disney got canned by his bosses because they accused him of having a lack of imagination. You know, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, were blown off by both Hewlett-Packard and Atari when they pitched their prototype Apple computer. J.K. Rowling's, a mother who was homeless, living in the backseat of a car, attempted to get her books, Harry Potter, published and was passed on by every one of the top publishers in all of London. It took a very small publisher to publish her, and that woman's now worth $1 billion. Michael Jordan, he was cut by his high school basketball team and goes on to still be the preeminent basketball player that everyone compares every other player in the league to. And you'll see the same thing probably happen right here with President Obama, born in a situation and in a time where most people would consider him written off. He's now the President of the United States and will probably end up being one of the most influential presidents in the history of this country. One of the other things about his message that is so powerful and so real is the message of inclusion, the message of everyone matters, everyone's opinion is worth hearing as long as it's opinion that's tendered with respect. And isn't it interesting that it takes a new president, new to the walls of Washington, D.C., to remind those in D.C. to respect those who put them there? I think the good thing is that we're living in a time of openness. The information is there for you to be able to make good decisions based on fact, not decisions made based on hyperbole and a bunch of garbage. So I'm really happy with the times we live in and with the times we live in for us as individuals. Again, your message out there to the women and men across this country that it is time for us to take charge of our lives.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis reporting for Michael Sinnoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
Your show is geared for women over 40. I'm 52, and I'm proud of it. And I have MS, and I have more ravages going against my body than I think the normal person does. But the truth is, I have tapped into some information that's helping me maintain as healthy a life as I can, even with MS, helping me maintain the vigor that I have, helping me maintain the attitude that I have, all through, you know, programming.
You talk about the brightest and darkest places, Montel. You said, I'm having a heart attack. Oh, my God, I think I'm having a heart attack right in the middle of a casino lobby in Las Vegas. I think you said instead of you thinking about the good things, you were thinking about cameras and everybody being
on. Oh, yeah. You know what happened? I was going to an event that was called the Annie Up for Africa, which is an event that raises money for Defer. Don Cheadle and a woman by the name of Annie Duke put it on every year during the World Series of Poker. They raise almost $500,000 to $1 million every single year for aid to Defer. It happens to take place right there the first week of July, which is normally the hottest time of the year in Las Vegas. And most of your listeners know I suffer from MS. Because of MS, I am extremely heat sensitive. The temperature goes above 85 degrees and it shuts me down, just like a short circuit to your computer. I stepped out of a limousine and had to walk up a 50-yard, 60-yard red carpet into the back of a Rio, and it was about 117 degrees that day. It was one of the hottest days on record. I literally stepped out of that car, and one of the symptoms that a lot of us who have MS have is something called a chest hug. And what that is, you know, because, again, your brain is short-circuiting. I'm saying this as elementary as I can. When that short circuit happens, it's not sending a signal to the diaphragm. So your diaphragm can contract or freeze or lock. And, you know, your diaphragm, if you suck in air, if that doesn't expand, you can't breathe. And if it cramps down, it can stop you from even catching a breath. My diaphragm locked up so hard from that heat that I literally thought I was having a heart attack. I didn't even think chest tug. I thought heart attack. And so then I thought, okay, here I go. I'm going to fall down the floor right here in the lobby of the Rio, and there's going to be all these people taking pictures going, oh, there's Montel. And, of course, you know, at 6 o'clock on the news, they're going to have to picture me dying. And so, of course, I started spiraling myself down into a deep state of depression before I realized that, no, I'm not having a heart attack. It's a hug. Stop. Had to regroup. And part of the reason why I even talk about the story is that what I'm trying to do is trying to prove to people that it doesn't matter how bad things are. You have control of how you feel at any given second of the day. You have control emotionally and psychologically, 40% of how you feel, you can control right then. There's a brand new formula out here that's called the happiness formula that was produced by a doctor by the name of Dr. Lou Murski. And they came out and identified the fact that, you know, genetically, we all have a preset happiness quotient, you know, about how happy we can be. And that represents about 50% of how we feel on any given day. You can be only so happy and you're only going to be but so sad. Another 10% of how you feel at any given second of the day is controlled by your environment. You know, you got fired, you got an argument, you broke up with a loved one, you lost the person who passed away. 10% of how you feel at a given second is based on environmental things. The other 40%, you can control right then and there, like right this minute with people listening to me. If you decided right this second to just start thinking about positive things. Start thinking about things that you remember that are most beautiful thoughts or memories that you have. You will, within 2 minutes, change the way you feel and the mood that you're in. No ifs, ands, or buts. And I realized that when I was getting ready to fall out on the floor at the Rio, that if I just stop for a second and stop with the negative, I'm dying thought, and start remembering that I'm not dying, I'm okay, I'll stand up, you can talk yourself out of an abyss as quickly as you can talk yourself into one.
You push past your pain to assist others with multiple sclerosis. If I'm not mistaken, you've given over $1.2 million in grants?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. The Martha Wendell Foundation has been able to give out grants over the last 3 years, well, really the last 4 years when we started giving out grants, and that's some of the top hospitals around the world. Harvard, Johns Hopkins, the Nobel Institute in Stockholm, Sweden, Karolinska Institute, UC San Francisco. We've given out grants around the world trying to see if we can do what everybody wants to do, and that's trying to come up with a cure. But, you know, in the interim, while we're waiting for a cure, I also want people to understand that you can impact the way you feel every single day. Number one, taking charge of your life includes taking charge of your diet, exercising, and taking charge of yourself emotionally. That's what it's all about. We're going to be getting ready to do a whole series of them around the country, which are just Living Well events to help people tap into the fact that even during the toughest times, we can still strive and flourish. You just have to put yourself in the right mindset to do it, and it can be done. And we have a campaign that's going on right now at the Martha Wendell MS Foundation, which is $1, one person. And it's all about just, you know, if you want to assist us right now, we're trying our best to pull together, again, more money for research for MS. That's the most important thing I can do. You can come up on my website, which is MontelMS.org. MontelMS.org. And we have a really great campaign. See, a lot of people don't think that they can make a difference. I'm telling you, if you call 3 friends and say, look, I'm giving $1 to the Martha Wendell MS Foundation, will you give $1 to and call a friend and have them give $1? If I got 10,000 people to give dollars, I get $10,000. And that $10,000, we fund research that doesn't go into people's pockets to buy desks and buy computers and buy carpets and chairs and salaries. We fund the research down to the Petri dish. So we have an advisory committee that reviews all grants that we put out, and those grants are for specific research issues that can come up with definitive markers. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're not funding the projects that are 5 years in the making. We're going after projects that have the most efficacy to see if they can come up with something that can move this whole process forward.
Final question as we close out. What golden nuggets can you give those aspiring to be not just a good talk show host, but a great one like yours?
This has more to do with not just about how to be a great talk show host. This is how to be, and I hate to use the corny phrase, but all that you were meant to be. You know, I'm living on this planet hoping that on that reckoning day, you know, the day that I have to go see my maker, I can stand before them and say, I used every gift you gave me to better mankind. There should be no other goal, honestly, I don't believe, for life. And how I did that and how I will do that from now until the day that I meet that person, I do that by this one tool. I alone own the definition of who I am. To whom much is given, much is expected. That's just part of life. That goes along with that. I feel like that is almost like one of the rules of life rather than a saying. By virtue of the fact that I was given air to breathe, that's what I owe back. So to whom much is given, much is expected. But the truth is, if you live your life never living up to or down to anyone else's expectations but your own, you set the bar. You know, if I had listened to the garbage that people said to me as a child, I'm a child who was born in one of the biggest ghettos of all the entire East Coast of America, which was Baltimore, Cherry Hill. Girlfriend, that's where Bethlehem Steel was. That was one of the first national cleanup sites. You know, when the federal money was put forth to clean up waste dump area, I was born and lived 3 blocks from that dump when I was born. If you go back to my neighborhood right now, I believe that out of the 14 or 15 African-American male children that were born in that neighborhood, I may be one of 2 that are alive today. Some of my fellow mates who were born in that area lived down to other people's expectations because they wound up as one of the statistics of dead or in jail. And when I was in elementary school, I had a teacher look me in the face and tell me that, you know, just because of, by virtue of the color of my skin, I would never be anything in life. And, you know, rather than live down to her expectations, should fulfill her dream, I decided to fight against that my whole life. And that's the reason why I pursued education as hard as I have. And that's the reason why I'm so angry that we in our community haven't understood the fact that a 75% dropout rate among African-American children in this country is an abomination. And that's no one's fault but ours. What did we say earlier? You know, it's not about being in the right place at the right time. It's about making every place you're in the right time, every time.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.